Herzlich willkommen zum Retten-Podcast aus der Rubrik First Aid for Your English. Den englischen und deutschen Text finden Sie in der aktuellen Ausgabe von Retten, das Fachmagazin für den Rettungsdienst.
Reason for dispatch: Infant with breathing difficulty. Emergency call. It's just before midnight and Thomas Meyerhoff, Alexander Haupter and trainee Claudia Gerold are watching TV when they are startled by the emergency radio. In the ambulance, they receive the dispatch order. Münsterstraße 54, Family Kerpen, infant with acute breathing difficulty. As an experienced paramedic, Meyerhoff notices the nervousness in his team. He calms his colleagues down and sets out the next steps. Alexander, don't drive quite so fast, please. Claudia, can you think about the infant emergency case? Don't worry, we've got everything under control. Situation at the scene. Loaded with emergency cases, an oxygen unit, a vacuum pump and an ECG, the three make it to the third floor of the apartment building. The father's there, waiting impatiently at the door, and leads the team to the child's bedroom. Come quickly, she's hardly getting any air. They can hear the crying and coughing child from the hallway. In the child's bedroom, the little patient is sitting on her bed. She is pale and slightly cyanotic. A snoring sound can clearly be heard as the child breathes in, continually interrupted by a dry, barking cough. The mother is distraught and is sitting next to her daughter, desperately looking on. Taking the case history. Meyerhoff kneels in front of the coughing child. Hello, I'm Thomas, and who are you? The girl looks skeptical at first, but is calmed by Meyerhoff's comforting tone. Maya, she whispers. Meyerhoff observes the child thoughtfully and establishes the facts. She's breathing rapidly, she clearly has difficulty when breathing in, and the voice is hoarse when speaking. He turns to the girl again. Maya, you don't have to worry, we're going to help you. He asks Alexander to get the oxygen ready. It's best if you let the little patient hold the mask herself. In order to confirm his working diagnosis, he asks the mother a few questions. How old is Maya? She's 3 and a half, answers Mrs. Kerpen. She started kindergarten in the summer. Meyerhoff continues. Has she had any similar incidents before? No, replies the mother. Maya has been healthy until now, apart from the odd cold or occasional diarrhea. Meanwhile, Haupter and Gerold are taking care of the child. They give her oxygen and explain to her how she should breathe, smoothly and slowly. Working diagnosis. Meyerhoff summarizes the important points for his team. I think Maya has an attack of croup. For a few days now she has had a mild cold and her condition has gradually worsened over the evening with a dry cough and inspiratory stridor. It all fits. He turns to his colleague. Claudia, can you take Maya's temperature, please? Then he explains to the mother what she should do. Mrs. Kerpen, we definitely want to take Maya to the children's hospital, and it would be really practical if you could pack some things for a stay. Before the ambulance journey. While the mother is packing a bag, Meyerhoff takes care of the child again. Where's my mum? Asks the girl anxiously. Meyerhoff explains. Your mum is packing a bag for you for the hospital. Hey, should we take your teddy too? I think he has a sore throat, and he should get it checked. Maya smiles. The cyanosis has almost disappeared, but her breathing is still difficult, and her temperature slightly raised at 37.8 degrees Celsius. As the emergency doctor arrives, Meyerhoff hands over the patient to him. Together, they decide to give the patient a prednisolone suppository. The trip to the hospital goes smoothly. Distinguishing between croup and epiglottitis. Back at the ambulance station, the team talk about the case. Meyerhoff asks the trainee how to tell the difference between croup and epiglottitis. Claudia doesn't have to think for long. The typical symptoms of croup are a dry, barking cough, hoarseness and inspiratory stridor. With epiglottitis, they are difficulty swallowing, muffled speech, also known as hot potato syndrome. Meyerhoff interrupts Claudia. I can see that you are well informed.
Der Text stammt von Rico Kuhnke und Steven Dotz. Gesprochen wurde er von Nina Ospelt. Vielen Dank fürs Zuhören und bis zum nächsten Mal. Ihre Rettenredaktion.